This development will, it's not debatable, this development will impact Greendale in several ways, and I'm concerned about the increased volume of traffic on 76 in front of Southridge and through that particular area. So, Mr. Mayor, my question is, has a study been done by DNR or another agency regarding the increased volume of traffic through Greendale?
We don't care about Greenfield. They can have the traffic.
I used to live on Greenfield a long time ago. So through Greendale and then into Franklin. So has any study been done?
The answer is yes. Okay. It's done by independent contractors, and it has been submitted to the DOT for their review. They've considered it, and it's been approved, and this plant reflects
that document is on file someplace?
Yeah. Can you send it to
it? Sure, we can send it to you.
Get the city engineer the your address.
It's under review by Milwaukee County right now. Yes.
Okay, so everybody hears. The current TIA is under study by Milwaukee County, who owns 76th Street, okay? And Greendale does or does not have a copy?
Yeah, they have one.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay, let's... last one.
It'll be a very small comment. Can you move the map down so I can see the top, please? That would be appreciated. Thank you. So I'm just trying to clarify. So the big green... that is going to be the new retention pond, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So where, is there wetlands being removed to create that?
No, just woods.
Okay, so is there orange with the pink around the outside, is that a wetlands being removed?
The long skinny one going up and down? Yes, that is a wetland.
Okay. I'm very concerned because obviously this is very confusing and a complicated project that I would like to request that there be like a before drawing done of where the wetlands are and where the new wetlands are going to be located. It's in all the 57 attachments. Okay. Obviously, there's 57 attachments and hundreds of pages, but it's very confusing to even find like where the trees are going to be, like where are the existing trees and where the new trees are going to be planted. All that type of information is very...
it's on multiple maps, but again, only the natural resources that we protect, that the city protects by regulations, are shown on the maps.
Okay. But if that's the new retention pond, isn't that the river right there that it looks like it's touching the floodplain for? Isn't that kind of a problem for the natural resources?
No, because it is outside the floodplain. It is the 100-year floodplain. It is immediately adjacent to the 100-year floodplain.
That's kind of frightening, considering that could impact, you know, and the river does go to the Lake Michigan, so that's a tributary link to Lake Michigan. So any kind of toxins that leachate go from the landfill into that retention pond could very easily go to the river.
But remember, this is not a leachate field. This is stormwater. This is stormwater runoff, so this is on top of the clay.
Yes, but you're squishing the landfill, which obviously things will seep that way.
But they'll go into the leachate field.
And where's the leachate field?
I'm not an engineer.
Where's the leachate field?
I do not know.
Okay.
I'm not an engineer, so I...
right. Not either. But these are the kind of things that it's very complicated. That'd be nice for the...
now, again, I'll make you the offer. I know you're busy.
Yeah.
But you're certainly welcome to go and visit at the planning, and they'll go through all the drawings with you.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Let's do this. Last two, please. Because we got... you got lots of opportunities to say more about other things.
Number 11, Dusty. I just want to make a statement to the fact that in my home I have a whole booklet or loose leaf ledger of what Mike has been doing from the get-go. And in that, he shows all of this stuff. It might not be exactly, it's changed a lot. But the fact that stadium was going in, he did put that in a book, and I've got copies of it, to show what this man wanted to do with that, and I think that's the time we should have done something. But he's going down the slippery hill, and I hope he wins. I don't like it. Don't forget, I want that Mayo clinic back there, and I hope you will get that for me. Thank you.
Doctor, last kick of the cat. Yeah, we swore you in, didn't we?
No. Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Name and address, please.
My name is Jim Servanansky. I live at 8530 West Hawthorne Lane in Franklin. This is a response to the question asked by Mrs. Custer a few minutes ago regarding sampling of groundwater. I have a letter here from the state of Wisconsin, the Department of Natural Resources, dated November 20th, 2017, by Gerald Demers, environmental engineer on this whole project. This is what he says. I am the environmental engineer reviewing the development plans at this site, as well as a reviewer of the gas sampling and groundwater monitoring results that the county has been required to provide to the department. If the ownership of the site changes to the developer of the site, the new owner will be required to continue to sample groundwater and gas in the future. So this is right from the Department of Natural Resources.
Who is that addressed to, Doctor?
To Mr. and Mrs. Knoll.
Okay, that doesn't help us, but we can talk to Mr. Demir. We got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Seeing no one else rise, I'm going to close the public hearing on a natural resources special exception. It's the wishes of the commission. Want to vote on it or move on? First, I have a question for both staff members. Mr. Deedle, what we have before us is a natural resources special exception for the city of Franklin. Is that correct?
Yes.
And it deals with specifically what regulations? In broad terms.
Our natural resource protection, the city's natural resource protection standards.
Are you comfortable with the information that you've received and have appeared before the Environmental Commission?
Yes.
So you give a recommendation, your best professional recommendation, based on the fact that you believe you have all the information necessary?
Along with the conditions, the recommended
Correct.
Conditions, and I'm comfortable.
Same questions for you, Mr. City Engineer.
Yeah, I'm comfortable. And Gerald Demers was discussed several times tonight. I will tell you that we've had multiple meetings with Mr. Demers. Started with, I think, when the county was even talking about even should they let go of this property. We had some serious discussions at that time. Most recently, I've met with Mr. Demers and the developer's consultant, and I can tell you Mr. Demers is very seasoned, he's very thorough, he's holding their feet to the fire, and I feel pretty comfortable that everything that's talked about with Mr. Demers is on top. He's been requiring the utmost of everything, and the consultant's been complying for his request. As far as the storm drainage review, this is typical process. We typically don't have a fully approved stormwater plan at this stage. I will tell you that my staff and I have been looking at this plan for quite some time. In the very beginning, we had some great issues with it, and we've been working through those issues. The latest set of plans had a lot of stormwater issues. I think they're getting ready to submit to DNR very soon. As far as the wetlands, these are wetlands over a landfill that was formerly a quarry. So they haven't been there forever. So I do love the environment. Wetlands, trees, and so forth. As far as high-quality wetlands, I don't think they're. They are wetlands, but so they're important. But over the wetland, DNR's made it very clear they don't want extra water getting into the wetlands. So they actually the more runoff, the better, and that's why they locate the stormwater pond where it is. As far as the weight of the stormwater pond, water 62.4 pounds per cubic foot. That's a lot of weight. So when you start adding up a depth of water, that's a lot more intensive than the stadium. And I should say the stadium isn't what you would consider to be, Miller Park. This is really more of a grassy knoll kind of stadium where the bleachers are going to be on a bank, if you will. So there will be some structures out there, and we've tried to make sure that it has the least impact to the landfill. And I've actually asked Mr. Demers on several issues on how to best do that, and he's given us some great advice, and I appreciate that. And as the last comment, removal of the berm, I think I would wholeheartedly support removal of the berm if The residents got together and unanimously said that they didn't want it. They preferred the existing trees there. Developer would probably appreciate that, too. It's probably less expensive to do that. Even though it's not on the landfill, I know those kinds of things are would be preferred to not be there, but we were requiring it because we thought we would protect the neighborhood. So with those comments, I think I can answer yes to your questions.
Okay. Without objection, we'll move to action on this particular item. All right. These items require affirmative votes of four people. The four members of the commission are Mr. Morrow, myself, Mr. Haley, and Mr. Burkhart. So, is there, and as is always the case with the Plan Commission, staff always puts together, based on their recommendation, a suggested motion. Staff recommendation is for approval with conditions, so consequently, the motion I'm going to read is affirmative. Just so everybody knows, it's not a done deal, it's based on staff recommendation. So is there a motion to recommend approval of the Ballpark Commons LLC Natural Resources Features Special Exception pursuant to the standards, findings, and decision recommended by the Plan Commission and Common Council, and consideration of the Environmental Commission recommendations and staff recommendations?
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'd do that.
It's been moved and seconded to approve. The mayor will vote as a commission member. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. With that, we'll move on to the public hearing.
Are we even kidding what we say, or are we just here like for fun? I mean, why do we even have us come to these if you don't even, we all said no except for one person, this whole room, and you're just like, yeah, no big deal. Why do we come here?
We do appreciate.
You're kind of like Trump. You just kind of do whatever the hell you want.
It's always important that you take a moment and gather your thoughts.
We've been gathered all these meetings to tell you the same thing, and every time you dismiss everything.
Absolutely not. The berm is a primary instance of that. Folks, I try to treat you all with respect. Please return the favor. You know, you may not like you.
Over 3 minutes.
You may not like me. You may not like what I have to say, but I've been elected to serve 35,000 people, not just 150 or however many.
That doesn't mean you do a good job. They're not. They don't know.
We can continue this, or we can adjourn the meeting. Now, I will, out of respect for you, I will answer your question. You guys have lots of concerns, and we heard them all. And we understand them. We've taken them into account, as has the developer for the most part.
You didn't even know the answer.
Kristen,
to the question.
Can
you didn't even think about the wells of all of the people. You don't know where the stormwater goes. You don't even know. I know they don't care. That's my problem.
Let me answer it this way. You're an attorney.
No, I'm not.
Your husband is, sorry. So, by association, you understand that there are guidelines and rules and ordinances from which we have to act.
I understand that you represent us and you called us here for our opinions. And that all but one person told you what they thought and you did not care at all. You didn't even hesitate.
Are you finished?
I don't know. What do you have to say?
I have to say that we're going to move on to the public hearing for the Unified Development Text Amendment public hearing. Mr. Fuchs.
Notice hereby given to the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, December 21st, 2017 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Fadra Room at the Franklin Public Library, 9151 West Lewis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132. To hear public comment regarding application by Ballpark Commons, LLC, applicants Zimmer Properties, LLC, and Milwaukee County property owners for special use to allow for construction operation of a proposed stadium with seating for approximately 4,000 people that will serve as the home field for an independent minor league baseball team, the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee baseball team, and professional and or summer college soccer team. Further, the stadium is proposed to be used as an extension of the current sports program offered at the Rock Sports Complex, including baseball tournaments, league play, and practices. Lastly, the stadium is envisioned to host civic and/or entertainment events, including farmers markets, expos, ice skating, concerts, weddings, corporate events, fireworks, and other special events. The perimeter of the proposed stadium will include subject sensor uses and activities as entertainment, music, and fan engagement zones, consisting of games, amusement rides, and various activities for children and adults. The proposed stadium will serve food and beverages in a variety of ways, utilizing traditional concession stands, open-air mobile concessions, and food trucks. Such proposed stadium use is to be located south of the ski hill upon property zone plan development district number 37, the Rock Sports Complex, Ballpark Commons, and FW Floodway District.
We do have a properly noticed public hearing notice. Mr. Dietl, this is...
Special use.
This is the special use.
Yes.
Yeah, I asked for the PDD, but that's okay. We'll do special use. It's fine. Now, for those in attendance, there was a lot of information in the packets that were circulated both online and to the staff and the plan commission. Contained a lot of information. What we're dealing with is a very small subset of that for this PDD amendment. So with that, we're not talking about senior housing, any of that kind of stuff. So Mr. Dietl will give us a highlight, and then he'll outline what it is exactly that we're dealing with tonight.
So again, this is just a special use and just for the stadium. The applicant has even further stated that they are aware and understand that they have to come back for another approval to actually build the stadium. This is just use approval of the stadium, the kinds of activities that would happen in it. The physical structure of the stadium, the seating areas, these accessory buildings, any kind of structures they would build, all that still needs a separate approval, which would be, and they're asking for, as a site plan amendment, which gets reviewed and approved by the planning commission. Right now, tonight, all they're asking for is just approval of the uses that would happen inside the stadium if the building of the stadium gets approved later. So again, they are asking for this to be a baseball stadium. Also, they would have a soccer field in there. They would also use this stadium for other activities such as concerts and fireworks and little festivals and children's activities. A lot of activities that they wish to have occur in here. Also, including the things like the motorized go-karts. They propose those to be electric, though. They propose those to be only associated with the stadium. However, staff is recommending approval with some conditions again. And essentially, the major condition would be that staff is not recommending approval of any uses that would have a high likelihood of having significant impacts outside the stadium, which would be the concerts, the fireworks, any kind of motorized equipment, even if it's electric. None of those uses would be approved at this time. The baseball use, the soccer use, little festivals, fairs, all those kinds of things inside the stadium would be staff is recommending approval of. So again, this is just use approval of the stadium. And staff is recommending approval with a number of conditions.
So this is a public hearing, and we want to hear from all of you. But what I'd like Mr. Dietl to do right now is read you the ordinance that we will vote on potentially tonight,
the resolution,
so that you understand what it is exactly we want to talk about. Mr. Dietl, just don't do the boilerplate. But.
Yep. So there are six conditions of approval that staff is recommending. The first three are boilerplate, which means we use these for almost all our special uses. One of the conditions is that the special use is subject to the plans that they gave us. Not something that changes in the future. They would have to come back then. The second condition is that whatever fees that they would have to pay for any kind of subsequent approvals and reviews, they are still subject to all of those. The third condition is that this is only for the uses that they're asking for now. If any changes would have to come back later, they still have to get all their other permits and approvals as well. So those are the first three boilerplate conditions that we have for almost every special use. The ones that are unique to this project are the fourth condition, which is we are required, staff is recommending, that the following uses not be allowed at this time: concerts, fireworks, motorized amusement rides, motorized vehicles, tailgating, and any activities that would exceed the seating capacity of the stadium, until such time as a special use amendment, an amendment of this, can be submitted by the applicant, which confirms confirmation, which confirms conformance with all of the Milwaukee County Ballpark Common agreements on the sound and lights, conformance with all the Unified Development Ordinance sound and light standards, the PDD standards, and the UDO standards, which is our zoning ordinance for the city, for parking-related issues. So that would be our fourth recommended condition. The fifth one would be a special use would be contingent upon, again, stating it again to make it clear, they have to receive all other permits and approvals, whoever they may be from, the DNR, the county, the city, all those must be attained first. And we list some of them here from the city standpoint in terms of site plan approvals, building permit approvals, sign permits, health department inspections. They are subject to getting all of those approvals as well. Then the last recommended condition by staff would be that the special use would allow a site plan submittal for the building of the stadium as a site. Oftentimes it's a special use amendment. This time we are recommending that they have provided a substantial amount of information already. Staff is comfortable allowing this to proceed, the building itself, as a site plan. So that would be reviewed and approved by the Planning Commission. So that is staff's recommended conditions for this special use.
And then would you read under section 1, 2, 3? Please.
And where was that one? Or was that the PDD ordinance?
Sorry. Too many documents. Thank you, Mr. Dino. Okay. This does not require swearing in, so I will open a public hearing on the special use amendment that deals with the stadium for comments based on what you just heard. Give us your name and address, and let us know what you think.
Russ Plova, 7259 South Cambridge Drive. Just a clarification for the special use. You talked about, was there a condition where you're going to start with the site as a condition to move forward?
Joe, can you explain that better?
Please? So again, right now, all they're asking for is just use approval. They still need to get approval of building the building. And so we're saying that that approval can be a site plan rather than a special use.
Could you move forward with any moving of dirt or anything that would fall under the, any plans?
Other than the next public hearing, we'll be talking about infrastructure. They would be allowed to move dirt for the infrastructure. So sewer pipes, water pipes, storm sewer pipes. The gas extraction system, they would be able to move dirt for that.
With
they would not be able to move dirt otherwise.
Okay. Because it's a story. And the story is, I've lived at this 7259 since 2003, built the house in 04. And I've heard the story. And the story is, we had Mary Lanzer come around, talk about luxury apartments and other things. And it does go to the point of what this is. What I'm hearing is this project could move forward with the stadium. The internet is a nice thing. There's articles out there talking about a stadium with 2,500 people. Core of the strategy is to provide quality instruction and create opportunities to develop young people through sports. It talks about hotels. It talks about plans with the DNR. It talks about the city attorney, talking about how the project and so forth and so forth. About the developer that bought the land for $1. And then the moral of the story, the end of the story, is the city was on the hook for a $30 million TIF. And that city is not, I'm not talking about this project. It's this project is the city of Cudahy 14 years ago. It was called Iceport. This is a different project, but I'm really concerned that this project is moving forward and there's dirt being moved before there's any plans known that are certain. The developer, on that case, moved forward, had girders, infrastructure put in, city was on the hook, the city bought it back in a foreclosure in 2010 for $32 million. Mm-hmm. They were on the hook for that. They approved plans and moved forward with something before everything was known. And I think it is the reasonable care standard to our city attorney is not being done here from a fiduciary standpoint. as a taxpayer to the city of Franklin, and it's outrageous. It's ridiculous. I'm a licensed state of Wisconsin CPA attorney. License number is 16629-1. It is reckless to approve this and move forward without having a financial impact. The TID district, as proposed, to move dirt and spend $15 million of general obligation and other bonds to have what in the TID report, the TID report has zero value on page 24 of the 2016 report. So for everyone's clarification, we're going to spend $15 million of your city money for the stadium, which the report says has zero value from an economic standpoint. The report that we paid for. So I think you need to get the development plan settled before you move the dirt. And I think you should look at expanding the TID to include all the way down to 68th Street to take the pressure off of south of Rawson Avenue. The development here continues to increase. The heights go higher. And the answer is why? Because you have to have the numbers. The math doesn't work. The other math here is it on my tax bill, it costs me $222 per year or $3,744 over 17 years for this TIF under the 2016 report that I have to pay to have that standing next to my house. Why? Figure it out. Do the math. Give it an impact. If there was a wheel tax that everybody doesn't like, but if we had a tax on your bill that said $224 in your tax bill every year for 17 years, there'd be an outrage on it. So do the math before you approve this, before dirt is moved. Learn the lessons. Talk to the city of Cudahy. Talk to your development director there before you move forward on lessons learned on getting contingencies and financing, set up, locked in, performance bonds before you move forward on this. I haven't heard any of that. I've asked a question. I've asked for the math in 2015, 16, and 17 at these meetings. It's outrageous. Thank you.
Okay. Relative to a couple of those comments. Yes, in fact, the report that Mr. Pleva highlights does have the stadium at zero balance, zero revenue, zero assessed value. Because at the time that report was done, it was situated on county land. It is no longer on county land. It's now on private land. It is immediately taxable. And that tax revenue goes to the TIF bonds, which, by the way, so that report that you're speaking of has been updated on a couple of different occasions and continues to be updated as we go forward with the changes. Why? We're talking about something that's not on the agenda, but why are the buildings getting higher? It's because the potential clients are demanding it. And the higher the building, why is that funny?
Well, it's not even filled yet. And they have stuff that people would actually do like restaurants.
This is not Oak Creek. I'm telling you. The clients are demanding multiple height structures. And those structures come at an increased value for the TID district because they cost more. So that's a positive impact to the TIF district. So Mr. Pleva was correct with the information that he had that's not current. Okay. So
expand the TID district to take the pressure off.
Good question.
And that's my personal opinion here. Mm-hmm.
That's an excellent question.
There could be 1,000 people living in a space design, and Mr. Mouser had drawings of under 30 houses at one point for a residential area.
So the answer to that question is yes. We studied actually a TIF district that went south on Loomis Road to Drexel and east on Rawson to the other side of 51st Street. The increment that we could gain did not pay for the expenses that we would be required in redevelopment of those areas. Plain and simple. It makes more financial sense to let this development stand on its own and provide its own increment, which it, according to our pro formas, does that very well. So, anyway. Okay. Anyone else wishing to speak? Thank you, Mr. Pleva. Those are good questions. But it's not what we're talking about, but they're good questions. Ms. Singales.
I need to send my name and address again.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Because it's being recorded.
Okay. Joy Jurgenis Singales, 7573 Highview Drive, Greendale, Wisconsin.